I'd like to do a little show and tell with you, and then based on that, just give you 3 points to think about. And well, it's not much of a show and tell, but it's a really cool thing. It's actually a coin that a parishioner gave me, Wayne. He loves archaeology. In this coin, it was, they believe, pressed somewhere between 103 and 76 BC. And this is the kind of coin that the widow would have given in that donation to the temple treasury called the widow's mite. And I was just awed to receive this with all of its authentication, and it's kind of sealed in this case. And it's just thinking about that, just receiving this incredible artifact just a few days ago, makes me think about just that incredible reality of how Jesus, God himself, has come into the world. The wonder at that reality that God himself comes into the world and came at a specific point in history. You know, a point where these kinds of coins were being pressed and were being used. And I think that can be a stunning reality that maybe sometimes we don't often kind of fathom very deeply. You know, on one level, that can maybe be like a scandal or kind of a challenge to us. Like, really? You know, did he really do that? And what St. Paul said about Christ crucified can also, I think, be said about Christ, God incarnate, that this can be a stumbling block to Jews and a foolishness to Gentiles. Like, wow, really? Who would do such a thing? How would God do such a thing like that? Well, love does that. Love who wants to draw so close to us and redeem us and save us. And so our God is a God who dares. He dares in him the Word, the Word of God the Father, the Son, the Logos, through whom all things were made and that orders all things, that he would unite to himself our human nature, that the infinite, that the eternal would in some concentrated, beautiful, perfect way come among us, taking on our nature and stepping right into our history. You know, just to imagine that, imagine all the things, you know, that really the Word of God, the Logos, that Greek word, which means not just simply like a word of language, but the whole ordering of things and the meaning and the reasonableness of things. Think about all the things from the intelligibility and the mystery of the universe and all that it contains to a child's yearning to play and to grow. To the swell of our heart, maybe when we experience something beautiful, or causality itself. You know, all this proceeds from the Logos, from the Word who has now come among us. As St. Paul describes it so beautifully to the Colossians, that for in him, that is, in the Logos, the Word of God, now made flesh, in him were created all things in heaven and on earth. The visible and the invisible, all things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And we hear in our reading, for a child is born to us, a son is given us. God gives himself in all of that transcendent and unimaginable splendor, gives all of himself to us in Jesus Christ. That is the daring, the wonder, the immensity of what God has done and what our faith proclaims. In the preface at the beginning of the Eucharistic prayer, it describes it this way. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, a new light of your glory, God, has shone upon the eyes of our mind, so that as we recognize in him God made visible, we may be caught up through him in love of all things invisible. Invisible, not just simply the unseeable, the transcendent, the depths of being and of existence. All of this, you know, is given to us in love. And then my second point is that thinking about the coin and how a coin is exchanged, you know, often enough to gain something. Well, I think the birth of Jesus, the gift of this new life, discloses that God wants to give us something new. The birth of Jesus inaugurated a new age of redemption that is still unfolding, taking upon itself all the vagaries and challenges of history and human free will and all the struggles against darkness. You know, and it's still all unfolding, nevertheless, through the power of this Word made flesh of his death and resurrection. As Jesus says, my Father's working still, and so am I working. God wants to keep giving us something new and to bring newness into our lives. And so the most beautiful newness that he gives is when he makes us more like himself through Jesus Christ, taking up who we are, honoring that, elevating it, blessing it, anointing it. This is the source of real peace, to become more and more like God through Jesus Christ. And in knowing Christ and knowing his words and actions that begin in such a humble and small and fragile way that we celebrate, you know, to then be formed in Christ, that's where true peace is found. Maybe you want to ask yourself then, what does God want to bring to birth in your life? What's the new thing that God is inviting you into that maybe you've despaired of, or maybe you never thought was worth pursuing, or not even sure, but what is that new thing God wants to bring into your life, especially some dimension of Christ-likeness? Open yourself to the new things of God, the living God, as St. Augustine described him, O beauty ever ancient, ever new. You see, the living God, the eternal God, is the one who is ever new and brings us into his eternal newness, even in our own history. So often we are the fossilized ones, the ones who are stuck, the ones who are immobile. You know, it's the Lord who's the daring one who calls us into the depths of life and love. And then my third point is simply that as Jesus, you know, he delights in the widow's mite. You know, this small coin, you know, just a pittance, I think like a half a pittance actually, something like that. You know, it has though this incalculable value because of how it was given in faith, hope, and love by that widow. And God loves little things, and so he became one. Jesus coming into the world as a newborn babe, I think, discloses how God loves to act in littleness, with delicacy, with care, of knowing each of the hairs on our head, as Jesus would one time describe. You know, and I think it's so important to know that we can know that care and that attentiveness, and that I can have a close union with Jesus. And that Jesus is attentive and loving of my own incarnational reality of who I am. There is room in Christ, God incarnate, for all my fears, my hopes, my joys, my sorrows, my ponderings, the melodies and rhythms of my life. And what a relief that Jesus wants to meet me right there. And then in sharing my heart, and taking up that invitation, I think also, and likewise in that exchange, the Christ child will also share his heart with you. And so, my brothers and sisters, let us wonder at the eternal, living, almighty God who has come in such a particular way in his daring love and has come to bring us newness. And he comes with that delicate care, that littleness of an infant to be at work in our lives and invite us into deeper relationship with him. You know, may we respond to that. May we be open to the wonder of that and the adventure and the relief that it is. And so I just close with the words of St. Augustine about this, the wonder of this. He says, let us then joyfully celebrate the coming of our salvation and redemption. Let us celebrate the festive day on which he who is the great and eternal day came from the great and endless day of eternity into our own short day of time.